In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. This evening we partake of a meal that the Lord God has prepared with his own hands. It is a holy feast that nourishes our faith and restores our bodies and souls. It is a rich feast purchased with the most holy coin, a costly one at that. It's the Son of God's own life. Today we eat and drink and remember and give humble thanks. Other holy meals have brought us to this feast, all meals provided by the hands of the Holy One. This day we remember the Passover meal and the blood of the Lamb on the doorposts that protected from the angel of death. We remember the day of Passover and the Lamb because it points to the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. It points us to this holy feast of his body and blood. But there is one more, one far greater feast yet to come, the marriage feast of the Lamb and his kingdom, which has no end. A feast provided by the hands of the Lord God. A feast enjoyed in the presence of the Lamb in the courts of paradise. A greater feast indeed. The congregation stands, we continue with corporate confession and absolution. I will go to the altar of God, to God my exceeding joy. Our help is in the name of the Lord,
who made heaven and earth.
I had you stand too early, so you can be seated. I have a little bit more of an address, an opening address for you. Congregation may be seated. During this Lenten season, we have heard our Lord's call to intensify our struggle against sin, death, and the devil, all that prevents us from trusting in God and loving each other. Since it is our intention to receive the Holy Supper of our Lord Jesus Christ on this night, when he instituted this blessed meal for our salvation, it is proper that we complete our Lenten discipline by diligently examining ourselves, as St. Paul urges us to do. This holy sacrament has been instituted for the special comfort of those who are troubled because of their sin and who humbly confess their sins, fear God's wrath, and hunger and thirst for righteousness. But when we examine our hearts and consciences, we find nothing in us but sin and death, from which we are incapable of delivering ourselves. Therefore, our Lord Jesus Christ has had mercy on us. For our benefit, he became man so that he might fulfill for us the whole will and law of God, and to deliver us, took upon himself our sin and the punishment that we deserve. So that we may more confidently believe this and be strengthened in the faith and in holy living, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread, broke it, and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you." It is as if he said, "I became man, and all that I do and suffer is for your good. As a pledge of this, I give you my body to eat." In the same way also, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins." Again, it is as if he said, "I have had mercy on you by taking into myself all your iniquities. I give myself into death, shedding my blood to obtain grace and forgiveness of sins, and to comfort and establish the New Testament, which gives forgiveness and everlasting salvation. As a pledge of this, I give you my blood to drink." Therefore, whoever eats this bread and drinks this cup, confidently believing this word and promise of Christ, dwells in Christ and Christ in him, and has eternal life. We should also do this in remembrance of him, showing his death, that he was delivered for our offenses and raised for our justification. Giving him our most heartfelt thanks, we take up our cross and follow him, and according to his commandment, which is where the word mandatum, or Monday, for Monday, Thursday, comes from, the commandment. According to his commandment, we are to love one another as he has loved us. As our Lord this night exemplified this love by washing his disciples' feet, so we, by our words and actions, serve one another in love. For we are all one bread and one body, even as we are all partakers of this one bread and drink from the one cup. For just as the one cup is filled with wine of many grapes, and the one bread made from countless grains, so also we, being many, are one body in Christ. Because of him, we love one another, not only in word, but in deed and in truth. May the almighty and merciful God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, by his Holy Spirit, accomplish this in us. Amen. Having heard the word of God, let us confess our sins, imploring God our Father, for the sake of his Son, Jesus Christ, to grant us forgiveness. Amen. We stand to confess our sins. O Almighty God, merciful Father,
I, a poor, miserable sinner,
confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you,
and justly deserve your temporal and eternal punishment, that I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them. And I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being.
God be merciful to you and strengthen your faith. Amen. Do you believe that the forgiveness I speak is not my forgiveness, but God's? Let it be done for you as you believe. In the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. He who calls you is faithful. He will surely do it. Go in peace. Amen. We continue with the service of the word on page 189 of your hymnal. The salutation and collect. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. O Lord, in this wondrous sacrament, you have left us a remembrance of your passion. Grant that we may so receive the sacred mystery of your body and blood, that the fruits of your redemption may continually be manifest in us. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated for our readings. Our Old Testament reading is from Exodus chapter 12, the Passover. The Lord said to Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, "This month shall be for you the beginning of months. It shall be the first of the month of the year for you. Tell all the congregation of Israel that on the 10th day of this month, every man shall take a lamb according to the to their father's houses, a lamb for a household. And if the household's too small for a lamb, then he and his nearest neighbor shall take according to the number of persons, according to what each can eat. You shall make your count for the lamb." Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male, a year old. You shall take it from the sheep or from the goats, and you shall keep it until the 14th day of this month, when the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill their lambs at twilight. Then they shall take some of the blood and put it on the two doorposts and the lintel of the houses in which they eat it. They shall eat the flesh that night, roasted on the fire, with unleavened bread and bitter herbs they shall eat it. Do not eat any of it raw or boiled in water, but roasted, its head with its legs and its inner parts. And you shall let none of it remain until the morning. Anything that remains until the morning you shall burn. In this manner you shall eat it, with your belt fastened, your sandals on your feet, and your staff in your hand. And you shall eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover. For I will pass through the land of Egypt that night, and I will strike all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast. And on all the gods of Egypt I will execute judgments. I am Yahweh. The blood shall be a sign for you on the houses where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and no plague will befall you to destroy you when I strike the land of Egypt. This day shall be for you a memorial day, and you shall keep it as a feast to the Lord throughout your generations, as a statute forever. You shall keep it as a feast. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The epistle is from 1 Corinthians chapter 5. St. Paul writes, "Your boasting is not good. Do you not know that a little leaven leavens the whole lump? Cleanse out the old leaven, that you may be a new lump, as you are really unleavened. For Christ, our Passover lamb, has been sacrificed. Let us therefore celebrate the festival, not with the old leaven, the leaven of malice and evil, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. We stand for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the 14th chapter. Glory be
to thee, O Lord.
And on the first day of unleavened bread, the day of the Passover, when they sacrificed the Passover lamb, Jesus' disciples said to him, "Where will you have us go and prepare for you to eat the Passover?" And he sent two of his disciples and said to them, "Go into the city, and a man carrying a jar of water will meet you. Follow him, and wherever he enters, say to the master of the house, 'The teacher says, where is my guest room, where I may eat the Passover with my disciples?' And he will show you a large upper room, furnished and ready. There, prepare for us." And the disciples set out and went to the city and found it just as he told them, and they prepared the Passover. And when it was evening, he came with the 12. And as they were reclining at table and eating, Jesus said, "Truly I say to you, one of you will betray me, one who is eating with me." They began to be sorrowful and to say to him one after another, "Is it I?" He said to them, "It is one of the 12, one who is dipping bread into the dish with me. For the Son of Man goes as it is written of him. But woe to that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would have been better for that man if he had not been born." And as they were eating, he took bread, and after blessing it, broke it, and gave it to them, and said, "Take, this is my body." And he took a cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, and they all drank of it. And he said to them, "This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many. Truly I say to you, I will not drink again of the fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new in the kingdom of God." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise be to thee, O Christ.
We confess the faith using the words of the Nicene Creed on page 191. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty,
maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before. before all worlds.
God of God,
light of light,
very God and very God,
begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified,
who spoke by the prophets.
And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come.
Passover to the Lord's Supper. Thousands upon thousands of lambs, buckets upon buckets of blood. This is the history of the Passover. Long ago, in the land of Egypt, in the land of exile and slavery, the Israelites suffered under the iron fist of Pharaoh. This line, this new line of Pharaohs, they'd forgotten the saving work of Joseph, who had delivered Egypt from that devastating famine. So these new pharaohs enslaved the people of Israel to do the pharaoh's manual labor, to build their cities and erect their monuments. Terrible hardships, brutal labor, and despair, these were the lot of the Hebrew people. They groaned under the burdens placed upon them. They suffered under harsh taskmasters, and they cried out to the Lord in their misery, "Have mercy." And the Lord heard their cries, and he remembered his covenant. He sent his servant Moses to bring the people out. He sent Moses to be a mediator between God and Pharaoh, to free the people of Israel from the hand of slavery, to break their yoke of bondage, and deliver them from the land of their exile. Easier said than done. Pharaoh was a stubborn man, half German, or so they thought. Just joking. I'm German, so I can say that. Plague after plague only served to harden Pharaoh's heart further. One plague after another, and yet he stubbornly refused to submit to the will and power of God. But God had a plan, a final plague, a plague that would break Pharaoh's heart, a plague that pointed to his grace promised in his covenant. In preparation, the Israelites were told to take a lamb from their flocks, the best lamb, a male without blemish or spot, a perfect specimen, one lamb for each family. Then they were to sacrifice the lamb and spread its blood upon the doorposts and the lintel, right, with a hyssop branch. But why? There was one more plague to come, and this blood would protect and save them, save all their firstborn males from that angel of death. The blood of the Lamb would save them from that plague that the Lord would bring upon the people of Israel, or excuse me, people of Egypt. That very night, the angel of death visited Egypt, and the firstborn male in every family died. Every firstborn male of all the livestock, they died. All the firstborn males from the house of the lowest slave to the house of Pharaoh himself died. Like that tornado that ripped through here a couple months ago. It wasn't until morning till you saw the devastation, right? When they rose that morning, the wailing went up. Oh, the wailing. All the firstborn in the land, dead. There was no escaping this terrible, avenging angel of death. Only the blood of a lamb could save you. Every door of every house that dripped with the blood, it was passed over. It was the blood of the Lamb that saved the Israelites from death. Pharaoh gave up, and the people of God came out from Egypt. And so each year the people of Israel were commanded to celebrate this great rescue, to once again sacrifice a lamb and smear its blood as they remembered the Passover, as they remembered the rescue and deliverance accomplished by the blood of that lamb. Thousands and thousands of lambs later, after buckets and buckets of blood, Jesus gathers with his disciples in the upper room to celebrate this Passover meal. They eat, they drink, they remember the great salvation God worked for his people as he brought them out of Egypt, delivering Israel from the land of their suffering and ending their exile in in a foreign kingdom. Then Jesus says, I have something new for you. Jesus Christ, that Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, he takes bread, he gives thanks, he breaks it, and gives it to them, and says, this is my body. Then he takes the cup in the same way, drink of it, all of you, right? He gives thanks, passes it to them, drink, this is my blood. No longer upon the doorposts, but upon their hearts, in their mouths, body and soul, marked with the blood of that Lamb. The Old Testament sacrament of the Passover is now fulfilled and replaced by the New Testament sacrament of the Lord's Supper. The blood of thousands upon thousands of lambs reaches its fulfillment in Christ Jesus. It's replaced by his blood, the blood of that Lamb of God. All those lambs, the best from every flock, lambs without blemish or spot, all of it fulfilled and replaced by the perfect, pure, and holy Son of God. The salvation, the deliverance from the land of slavery and exile, it's fulfilled. Replaced by the salvation from our slavery to sin and our bondage to death. A return from exile, out of the land of bondage into a new freedom, a new covenant, a new kingdom. One holy meal to another. One precious sacrament to another. One blood rescue to that of another. This is the story, the salvation history of God's people. This is the journey, the return from exile for the children of God. From the land of slavery to sin and death, through the waters of baptism like the Red Sea, to the upper room to receive the true body and blood of our Savior Jesus Christ. A great journey, a new meal, a new sacrament, a new covenant in Christ. You are the people of this new covenant. You are the people called out of the land of exile. You are the people washed in the blood of that Lamb. You are the people who have received the grace of God in word and sacrament. Not just in word only, but in deed and in truth. That's what your Savior does for you. He gets down and washes your feet. He feeds you every week. Wow. You are that people for whom the blood of the Lamb was poured out upon the frame of that cross on Calvary. The blood of Jesus was poured out upon that doorway to heaven, and it cleanses you from every spot and stain, all guilt and corruption, all iniquity and sin, all shame washed away. You are rescued and redeemed, returned from exile to a beautiful relationship with God. You are the people of God who live each day in the joy of walking with Him. Once you were no people, but now you are God's people. Thousands upon thousands of lambs slain, buckets upon buckets of their blood. All of the Passover lambs, all the blood points to the cross. There the Lamb of God takes away the sin of the world. The blood shed on the holy hill of Calvary brings us back to the upper room, and the words of Jesus echo in our hearts. Take, eat, this is my body given for you. Take, drink, this is my blood shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do in remembrance of me. The holy meal of the Passover points to the new holy meal that Jesus institutes in the upper room and validates there on the cross. And as we eat his blood, or drink, eat his body and drink the cup of his blood, our eyes are turned back to that cross. The sacrifice of the Lamb is remembered. God remembers it, and we are brought into his remembrance. Jesus once again cleanses us from our sin and our shame tonight. From meal to meal, God delivers his people from the land of exile, rescuing us from today's sins and the death which is before us. Jesus Christ is our Passover lamb. His blood poured out marks us, covers us, and shields us from the avenging angel of death. His blood poured out overcomes our enemies. His blood poured out is the forgiveness, life, and salvation of God's new covenant people. A Lenten journey, meal to meal, the Passover to the Lord's Supper, a sacramental journey marked by the blood of Jesus Christ, our Passover Lamb. In his name, amen. Congregation continues with the prayer of the church, printed for you on the backside of your bulletin. Please stand. O Lord,
have mercy.
O Christ,
have mercy.
O Lord,
have mercy.
O Christ,
hear us.
God the Father in heaven, God the Son, Redeemer of the world,
have mercy.
God the Holy Spirit,
have mercy.
Be gracious to us.
Spare us, good Lord.
From all stubbornness,
spare us, good Lord.
From all idolatry,
spare us, good Lord.
From all deception,
spare us, good Lord.
From complacency toward our sin,
deliver us, good Lord.
Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, we implore you to hear us. Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world.
Have mercy.
Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world.
Have mercy.
Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world.
Grant us your peace.
O Christ,
hear us.
O Lord,
have mercy.
O Christ,
O
Lord,
have mercy.
Amen. We continue by singing the offertory. Give thanks unto the Lord our God.
It is meet and right so to do.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who accomplished the salvation of mankind by the tree of the cross, that where death arose, their life also might rise again, and that the serpent who overcame by the tree of the garden, might likewise by the tree of the cross be overcome. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Holy, 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 holy Lord God of Sabaoth, heaven and earth are full of thy glory. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he, blessed is he, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
The Lamb of God that takest away the sin of the world.
Take eat the body.
Lord's table.
Thank you.
the body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that Lamb of God who takes away all our sins, strengthen and preserve you in body and soul unto life everlasting. Depart in peace. Amen.
Now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word.
Give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good,
and his mercy endures forever.
Let us pray. O God the Father, the fountain and source of all goodness, who in loving kindness sent your only begotten Son into the flesh, we thank you that for his sake you have given us pardon and peace in this sacrament. And we ask you not to forsake your children, but always to rule our hearts and minds by your Holy Spirit, that we may be enabled constantly to serve you. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
You may be seated for the stripping of the altar.